Matt Bevan is here taking a look at what is making news around the world this morning. What have you got, Matt?
Morning, Hamish. Look, the polling system in the UK has a lot to answer for. Polls indicated that the Brexit referendum was pretty much a lock for the Remain campaign, but...
Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day!
It wasn't, and 2 years later, David Cameron's successor, Theresa May, felt confident in polls that showed that if she called a snap election, it would increase her majority, but of course it didn't. It drove her party into minority government. When Theresa May's successor, Boris Johnson, called a snap election this year, polls showed him well ahead of the Labour Party and likely to regain the majority Theresa May lost. But of course, polls are fickle, particularly in countries like the UK, where there are a number of significant minor parties and a first-past-the-post voting system. Due to this, the greatest threat to Boris Johnson winning the election was kind of Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party. If Farage ran candidates against the Conservative Party, there was a possibility it would split the pro-Brexit vote. And given the lack of runoff voting like we have here in Australia, that may have led to Labour squeaking to victory. This has led many pro-Brexit figures, like US President Donald Trump, to call on Farage and Johnson to work together.
You know, you're the President of the United States. I have great relationships with many of the leaders, including Boris. He's a fantastic man, and I think he's the exact right guy for the times. And I know that you and him will end up doing something that could be terrific if you and he get together. It's, you know, unstoppable force.
Donald Trump on Nigel Farage's radio show. But Farage was very unhappy with Boris Johnson's latest proposed deal with the EU, as he said at his Brexit Party's campaign launch last week.
Here is the problem with the proposition that Boris Johnson is putting to the British people. It is not Brexit. It's not Brexit. It's a sellout.
And Boris Johnson announced that he wasn't going to be doing a deal with Nigel Farage.
I don't believe that we should do deals with any party. We are the Conservative Party. We're a great party.
Farage announced that he was going to run Brexit Party candidates in almost every electorate across the country, a serious blow to Boris Johnson. However, he announced he wouldn't personally be one of those candidates. Farage has run for UK Parliament 7 times, never been elected. He sits in the European Parliament. As he toured the streets of the UK, Farage copped some criticism for deciding not to run.
Well, I'm currently in the European Parliament.
Yes, and that's the only parliament you've ever won.
Yes, right.
You've never won a British seat. Yes, no likelihood of you winning a British seat.
Isn't there?
And you've now proved beyond doubt that you haven't got the courage to stand.
Well, I've got the courage to come and meet you.
Because every other leader, every party in this country is standing. Which is
well, I could, but I've decided to travel the length and breadth of the United Kingdom to campaign because we've got to get a proper Brexit.
But this week, Boris Johnson released a video on his social media channels which was targeted directly at Farage, saying that his deal would enable a free trade agreement without political alignment with Europe.
It enables us to do a big free trade deal with our EU friends and partners, a big free trade deal with the EU. And I want to stress that that will be a straightforward free trade agreement, not based on any kind of political alignment.
Now, it's complicated to explain what that means, but it doesn't really matter for our purposes, apart from the fact that it addresses some of Nigel Farage's concerns about Boris Johnson's deal and gave him the opportunity overnight to announce this.
So the reason I was quiet is I waited until last night to decide, and I'll tell you now exactly what we are going to do. The Brexit Party will not contest the 317 seats the Conservatives won at the last election.
This is a jackpot for Boris Johnson.
I don't believe that we...
Sorry.
I'm glad that there is a recognition that there's only one way to get Brexit done, and that is to vote for us and to vote for the Conservatives.
Boris Johnson was already the favourite, Hamish, but after that announcement by Nigel Farage overnight, he's even more so.
Matt, thank you very much indeed for the update.
Thanks, Hamish.